Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Scorecard with Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito. Presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Oh, yes. The Parliaments.
Yes. The Parliament's awesome. Little North Carolina music today.
Absolutely. Wasn't going to leave these guys out.
That's awesome. For Greensboro, in honor of Greensboro, North Carolina, home of the Wyndham Championship this week. So
that's where we're at.
Thank you for that, Adam.
Oh,
yes,
of course.
Awesome.
You know
that's
I'm always
awesome.
Giving you some good the music you love, Barry. So welcome Absolutely, back to the scorecard.
Man. Absolutely.
We are presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Mike Esposito has the week off. I am Adam Stasinski alongside Barry Cronin. We get to our next guest on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Jason Becker is the founder of Golf Life Navigators in Florida. Jason, thanks so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for coming on. So people who say Golf Life Navigators, what's that? Can you just kind of give a little thumbnail, a little elevator speech about what Golf Life Navigators is for our audience?
Sure. Basically, we're just an online environment for people who are looking to flock to the Sun Belt, Florida, Arizona, or even in the Midwest, looking for a golf life. So looking for a golf membership, a home, be connected to anything that is going to parallel that search. We're the resource to go to help connect to not only technologies, but just expert individuals and trusted individuals to help with that search.
So if I am an Illinois and I'm a Chicago area resident and I am looking to depart the lovely state of Illinois into the Chicago area, then I can go to golflifenavigators.com and I'm looking for a place to play golf. I mean, to me, when you leave the city, you leave your neighborhood, then you have to find, it's not easy to find people to play golf with necessarily when you go into a new city or a new community cold. Mm-hmm. So this is a way to create your own community then, right?
Yeah, essentially. So a lot of folks from Chicago are looking either Scottsdale or Southwest Florida, by example. So, right. Coming to Southwest Florida, there's 158 private club communities.
Wow.
And for you to filter search that on your own and to go and meet with all those clubs about different membership programs would be nearly impossible. So we essentially created a technology that mimics, a dating website where you put in your specific wants, needs, criteria, financial budget, and get matched to club communities that have all those things. So you can essentially expedite the search.
Right. Yeah, like a dating app. That's pretty cool. So if so, what are some of the questions that they ask you on your site that they would ask somebody who was interested? Say, let's just give an example. Say Southwest Florida. Mm-hmm. You want to move to Naples or Cape Coral or Sarasota, whatever. What do you do?
Well, basically, the questionnaire is pretty lengthy because it's not just about the golf course or the signature hole anymore. It's about lifestyle and amenities and location and real estate, for that matter. So the questionnaire tries to pull out those specifics. No, yeah, it'll ask if you're looking for a 36-hole facility or a great, you know, practice facility. But what about the health and wellness amenities? What kind of dining amenities are you looking for? What's motivating you to make this, you know, move in the first place? Is it about healthier lifestyle or an investment? And so with those when that data goes into the system and we're able to match on the other end for what the clubs have, it kind of gets you into a position, okay, I've been matched to these six great communities. They all seem to have what I'm looking for from a golf life. And now I'm looking to parlay that search with a home search. So can we take it to the next level and connect with a golf certified real estate agent to say, okay, this community might work great for you, Barry, but it's not showing any real estate options in here that are meeting your needs from that end of the spectrum. So let's look at this community. So in all, it takes technology and human involvement to kind of filter search that for you in an expedited fashion.
We're speaking with Jason Becker. He's the founder of Golf Life Navigators here on the Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. If you've got something you want to ask Jason, go ahead and text the Score listener line, which is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. The text line is 312-644-6767. Jason, I'm curious. This is a pretty unique thing that I've never really heard of. So I'm curious how this idea came to you and how you got it started.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm a PGA professional by trade, been one for 15 years, and was a head golf professional at a club in South Florida. And I had been at a number of clubs throughout my the beginning part of my career. And you always had 20 or 30 members that really were not happy being there. And they made it known that they weren't happy. And I often wondered, why in the world, you know, you're very smart people, why would you invest, you know, $50,000 in a membership and buy a $500,000 home if you didn't know what you were buying into? And so when I started kind of, you know, asking questions, and I actually did a graduate school project on it, buyers really didn't have any resources. They had their internet and their peers, and that was it. And I thought that was a pretty archaic process for such a big buying decision. So one thing led to another, and I just thought maybe we could invent some sort of technology that could help, you know, filter searches for people from a tech side, but then also introduce them to trusted, you know, golf-centric individuals for the human side. And, you know, here we are today, 6 years later.
Yeah, this isn't not, I was going to say, this is not really a new thing. How many searches do you have, and how many people have you really helped, you know, hooked them up with clubs or homes or whatever? Do you have any data on that?
Yeah, I mean, we've had 38,000 people, buyers over the last, well, we invented the algorithm in 2017. So the last 4 years, 38,000 people use it from A to Z. Just this year alone, over 500,000 people on the website. So it's becoming and is the only really marketplace on the internet or in the world for people to look for that golf life, which is pretty cool after, you know, all this time.
And is there the users, are the people mostly from the north looking to go south, or how does it work?
Primarily, Barry, it's mostly people that are looking to relocate. They're 57, 59 years old, have a plan, looking south to either be a snowbird or to relocate permanently. And so they'll use the platform. However, you do have a lot of folks that are in areas of the Sun Belt already. They're making a lateral move or just different part of the state. They want a different, you know, a weather pattern or whatnot. So there's really different motivations for everybody that uses it. But primarily it's folks from the north.
And you said that you started in Florida, and you mentioned Scottsdale. What other areas of the country have you expanded to in recent years?
So right now, the matchmaking technology works from basically Palm Springs, California, to Hilton Head. So all across the Sun Belt, every market imaginable where there's, an oversaturation of golf courses, so where there would create confusion for someone coming in to have to do that search on their own. So that was phase one of this. We just launched phase two, which is the northern markets. So within the next 30 days or so, users will be able to, you know, go to click on Chicago and filter search the different clubs in and around the area, connect to, you know, golf-centric real estate agents, and use the power of the technology across the north as well, which, to be honest, we've gotten a lot of demand for, because you have a lot of corporate-aged folks that are moving to these markets, or people that are just now finally ready for a private club, but the club that they thought they, you know, might want to join might not be that right club, so they want to look around and do their due diligence.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool, and so there is some. And do you find with the COVID and everything, how has that affected your business and people's outlook on golf and using your service?
Right. No, it was very interesting. So when COVID hit, the industry as a whole kind of put the parking brake up, because we weren't sure what was going to happen. Are people going to, you know, bail on their club memberships? Because if, you know, if we get into some economic crisis like 2008, that really hurt the club industry. But the one of the really neat assets that we have is we have buying data and trend data. So as people use our platform, we can see what the future is telling us, because the average buyer is, you know, 6 to 12 months out from purchase. And we could see in April and May of last year that golf was going to get on fire. I mean, people were using our website significantly more than they were before COVID. The demand for golf was increasing tremendously. So we started putting out, you know, notes to the world saying, hey, get ready. It's going to get crazy here. And it certainly did. And so now many clubs are approaching a wait list now, if they're not already there yet. And just, you know, being flushed with buyers. The caveat to all of it is the real estate demand has gone through the roof as well. So this search has become not so much about the golf search, but home as well. And I'm sure many of your listeners know there's a lack of inventory in the Sun Belt. And so consumers are kind of in a pigeonhole at the moment. You know, they want to make the move. They want to find a golf club, but there's just no homes to buy. So the market needs to balance itself out here in the next 6 or 7 months, hopefully. And those, you're going to see a large migration of folks looking south.
And how does the real estate part of it work? I get the club thing. That's cool. You know, you put on there, you know, about how much can you spend on an initiation fee, and you know, do you need a big practice facility, et cetera, and of course your location. But explain how the real estate part of it works.
Over the years, we've seen a pretty significant increase in the motivation to combine the search of home and club. So it used to be really about the club membership. That's on top of the hierarchy of importance. But nowadays, the home is superseding that. And pre-COVID, there was a trend of folks that said, you know, I want to buy a home with my membership, but I want to be a non-resident membership or a member, meaning I want to live on the beach or near shopping and dining entertainment, and then drive to be a member at a club. Well, that's a filterable option within the search, you know, and the search criteria, because not all clubs have a non-resident membership option in the South. So you have to find those clubs that have that. So the search of home and club was pretty dynamic. And it really put us in a position where we said, okay, we need to go out and create a real estate program where we can introduce these buyers to agents who really know the golf communities, because it's going to be, you know, just as big a part of the search, if not bigger. And so that's how it all, that was really catching fire in 2018. And today it's even more important. I mean, 73% of people that are making a search want to look inside the gates of a golf community. So you need to have that resource available.
So there was a what you're saying is that there was a lifestyle choice being made, saying, you know, I don't want to live in a gated golf community. I'd rather live, like you said, on the beach or downtown or whatever, and just drive over to my golf community. But now that's changed. You know, people want to be in a gated community more now.
Correct. Yeah. It COVID. Well, 2020 really as a whole made that shift. So it went from a 49% of people saying they wanted a non-resident membership to roughly 37%. So in 1 year. And it was COVID. It was the civil unrest. There's a lot of different factors to it. But at the end of the day, consumers are saying, no, I want to be in a safe, secured, and controlled environment. And that's what these gated golf communities are. And as we've seen during pandemics, you can play a lot of golf outside. So the demand for gated golf and gated memberships in homes is going to be very strong for the foreseeable future.
Right. And as you look around the country, people living here maybe don't know, I've been to Scottsdale, I like it. I've been to Florida, I like it. North Carolina, there's so many options for people who have the resources. So are there any areas of the country where you think, Florida's bid up pretty high maybe, and Scottsdale. Are there places where you see real value either in the real estate or the club membership initiation fee level?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's all perspective on what that person deems as being valuable. You know, obviously everyone has a budget and a financial, plan they have to follow, but at the end of the day, it's what's going to make them happy. And what's going to make their spouse happy, more importantly. So if it means spending a little bit more in Southwest Florida to have that warmer weather year-round, then, that's the destination for you. But if you're looking for, again, the weather changes or the different terrain of a Western North Carolina, then that market's for you. And you can find similar price points in every market out there. You know, even if you have a low budget, a lot of people assume they can't afford South Florida or Scottsdale, Phoenix, but you certainly can. There's definitely clubs and communities and real estate available. It's just trying to, obviously get connected with folks to understand that market and can help you, but, making that first step, that's the big part.
What would be the initiation fee? What would be a lower initiation fee? Just so we can, we're talking to an audience and we want to appeal to the greatest number of people. What would be the lowest initiation fee you could get at a decent club somewhere? And maybe it's not like, it's not on the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic Ocean or whatever. Maybe it's a little bit inland in Florida. What would be an initiation fee that you think would be the more reasonable level?
Well, so looking at the data that we have anyway, on the 38,000 people that have used the program, the average initiation budget across the board is about $30,000. So that gets you your club membership, average dues budget of $7,500, right in that area. So that in turn is about the average benchmark for all private clubs across the area. They try to fall into that where that greatest demand is. However, every market has, clubs with initiations of $7,500 to $15,000, even less than that. So one thing that the search technology can do is if you really don't want to come out of pocket for initiation at all, yet real estate is a big part of the search, is try to find a bundled community. And that means I'm going to buy a home or a condo that automatically has a membership to the club attached. So there's no coming out of pocket for that initiation. You're a member at the club. Everybody's a member at the club. So you kind of, the spreading of any kind of capital improvements goes across the board. It's a great atmosphere and a great solution for somebody. Now, the one thing that we always tell people that if you want to play golf 5 or 6 days a week in your future golf life, bundle community might not be the best answer, because if there's 600 doors, which could be 1,200 members, getting access to the club might be limited. So there's the technology can help you find the bundle community, but you got to talk to the trusted, human to find out, okay, is this the right direction I should be going in?
That's good. And then you that's a great answer. Thank you for that. And then you also connect people with the real estate agents. Is that correct?
Yeah, we started a program a couple of years ago where real estate agents could go through our golf certification class, because we could see it in the industry. There's a pretty sizable disconnect between the agents and how private clubs work, and not a lot of communication goes on between them. So we tried to educate real estate agents on just the basic dynamics of how clubs function and how to connect and meet with a membership director, and what to do when you have a client that's interested in a home in or near a club. And so we put this program together online. Agents really from around the world have taken it. And so they get this special certification. They actually have to test out of it. It's not easy. And so people that use our website can be, rest assured that the agent that they're going to connect with, if they'd like to, is going to understand what they're looking for from in terms of a golf life, and have some sort of pulse on all of the clubs in their market, and share that data and those resources with that buyer. So it's not just an agent who's farming one particular community. This is an agent who understands all of the golf clubs in or around their community.
That's so fascinating. Well, Jason, it's awesome, man. GolfLifeNavigators.com. You compared it to a dating website, and I think you told me, we were talking, that you said that 58% of the people in the country, the divorce rate is 58%. That's astonishing to me. But when you meet somebody online, it's only 9%. So that's good. So I think your algorithm with respect to golf clubs and people is probably pretty good, because you filter things out and you get your preferences and go from there. Certainly a wonderful tool, and what an idea. What a terrific idea. So congratulations.
Thanks,
to you. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you both. I appreciate it.
And thanks a lot, Jason. Good luck as you continue to expand the website. It's a pretty unique thing. Again, yeah, really appreciate the time.
Yeah. All right. Good luck, Jason. Thank you.
That was Jason Becker, founder of Golf Life Navigators.
I think you need to navigate down there, Adam. Maybe there's a golf club for you somewhere.
I know where to go if I need to find a golf club. I don't really plan on leaving Chicago anytime soon, but there's obviously plenty of who knows what the future holds.
There's a lot of golf clubs around here though Maybe we could get Chicago Golf to be on that in that list, and kind of sneak in there. Just kidding. Most exclusive club in Chicago, folks. So.
Okay.
I don't think we'll find Chicago Golf on there, but honestly, what a cool idea! And for people that are moving to different parts of the country, where you don't have any family or friends or whatever, and even if you do, just a cool place a website to go at least to get an idea of what's going on in the golf community where you're going to try to live. So it's great.
I never had, before you brought this up and said he's going to be a guest this week, I'd never heard of something like this. And it's completely, it makes sense if you're an avid golfer and you're looking for, to relocate and also want to be near the whatever golf course suits you. That's where you got to go. We got plenty more to talk about here on the Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin along with me. I'm Adam Stasinski in for Mike Esposito this week. We'll take a break and be right back on the Scorecard. This is 670 The Score.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh.
This is always comforting music for me.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just awesome.
Reminds
Opie
me.
And I
remember watching this show with my dad growing up, and so it just always takes me back a little bit. Welcome back to The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. I'm Adam Stasinski, filling in for Mike Esposito this week. Barry Cronin alongside, as always. And Barry, we play this because we are in North Carolina this week, Greensboro, for the Wyndham Championship, and I know you had more that we wanted to talk about at the Wyndham, where Russell Henley currently leads 14 under for the tournament. He's got a decent lead over what really a logjam after that, several people at 10 under, 9 under, and so on and so forth.
Right. Well, we all remember Russell Henley. He was leading the U.S. Open out of Torrey Pines going into the weekend and wound up, he played okay, shot 76 on Sunday, but I think it was a top 10 finish, so Russell's back at it. And the other thing we have, tied at 10 under par. He's got a four-shot lead, but we have three guys tied at 10 under par, one of whom is Rory Sabatini, a silver Olympic medalist from a couple of weeks ago. These guys fly all over the place. And, playing for Slovakia, his adopted country. He's got a different flag next to his name now, and of course he's originally from South Africa, so we had a good little laugh about that last week. Justin Rose is making his way up at the top of the leaderboard also, so that's good for him. He has to have a good finish in order to get into the playoffs, the FedEx Cup playoffs, which starts next week. That's a $60 million deal, and the winner gets $15 million of it, so it's a pretty good thing. One of the guys I wanted to mention about this is, of course, we talked a little bit earlier about Ricky Fowler missing the cut. He will not be in the playoffs for the first time in his 12-year career, unfortunately. Sabatini needs to finish top 10 in order to keep his PGA Tour card for next year. So the silver medalist is fighting to keep his PGA Tour card, which is kind of funny to me. The other guy I think is interesting here is a guy named Will Zalatoris. Remember him? He was our hero at the Masters. He took the Masters by storm, wound up finishing second. Still does not have PGA Tour official status. So he's been playing all year. He's been making a ton of money. He's got a lot of FedEx Cup points. But the points don't mean anything unless he's a member of the tour. And in order for him to become a member, he's got to win a tournament. And he hasn't done that yet, so he needs to win. And I don't think he's in a position to win. I think he made the cut, but he's tied for 41st right now. So he better have a really good Saturday so he can put himself in position to win. I think Will probably made a mistake earlier in the summer. He, instead of playing John Deere, which is the week before the British Open, he went to the Scottish Open. And, you know, it was probably a mistake. He could have been very competitive at the John Deere. There's a template for what you do when you're a guy and you're getting a lot of sponsor exemptions on the PGA. Is you play a lot of them, and he could have gotten one at John Deere, and he might have been like Spieth. He could have won that tournament, and he would have had a very good chance. He would have been very competitive in that event, and had he done that, as Spieth did in 2013, he would have gotten all of his FedEx Cup points. He would have been eligible for the playoffs. He would have gotten a 2-year exemption on the tour, but I think he probably made a strategic mistake in terms of planning his schedule there. So we'll see what happens with Will. So hopefully he'll get on tour next year, but he's not going to be in the playoffs unless he wins this week. So that's a problem. So anyway, and now the other thing I wanted to mention was that Doug Gim, who missed the cut this week, he's from Arlington Heights, Buffalo Grove guy. He's already in the playoffs, so he's okay. And then at the Korn Ferry Tour, it's the final event, regular event for that tour this week, which is the developmental tour for the PGA Tour. Is the top 25 players on that list get their PGA Tour cards for next year. And our guy Nick Hardy from Northbrook and the University of Illinois is among the top 25 this year on the Korn Ferry, and he's going to get his PGA Tour card. So that'll be cool, and he can compete in the Korn Ferry playoffs and improve his status for the PGA Tour next year, and then he can start playing PGA Tour events in September. So. Congratulations to Nick and to Doug. Both started out at Illinois Junior Golf Association long ago, and Nick's going to get on the tour this coming year. So congratulations to him.
And when I know that Mike Esposito is smiling somewhere. Another Illini getting his a fellow Illini getting his PGA Tour card. That's he's got to be happy about that. So
it's almost as though we're not in the missing Mike formation.
He's here in spirit, that. I'm sure.
He is here in spirit, absolutely.
And Espo will be back next week here on the Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin is with myself, Adam Staszynski, filling in for Espo. We do have to get to our final break as we get ready for our final segment. We'll stick with the Wyndham Championship, and we will talk next with John Dell. He's the sports writer for the Winston-Salem Journal covering the Wyndham Championship. So we'll come back with John right after this on the Scorecard. Right here on 670 The Score. Log on to cdga.org/contest to register to win a CDGA season starter pack. In the pack, you'll get an Imperial hat, towel, and zero friction super tube with Spectramat balls, tees, and a universal fit glove. Everything you need to start the season. This is the Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. I'm Adam Staszynski, filling in for Mike Esposito. Barry Cronin, my co-host, and Barry, our next guest here on the Scorecard. We head out to the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. John Dell writes for the Winston-Salem Journal. He's covering the Wyndham Championship out in North Carolina. John, thanks so much for the time today.
How you guys doing today?
Talk to you, and of course, you do have some Chicago roots, so it's you're back on the station. Maybe some of your relatives are listening.
Yeah, I think they are. They my brother Steve, who's a golf pro there at Ravensclaw, he listens to you guys every morning. So he goes, "Oh, I know that show." So it's looking forward to.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good for him. Well, thanks so much for joining us. This is a cool tournament, John. I think a lot of people thought when they had that date, when Greensboro got that date, it wasn't going to be a great tournament. But it turns out you have a lot of good big name players in the event, and there's a number of storylines going on. It's not just who's going to win the tournament. There's all kinds of stuff going on underneath.
Well, this tournament has a lot of layers, and I think that's what is attractive to people. It's one of the deepest fields they've had in a long time. I know Tiger was here in 2016, and that kind of that didn't just move the needle. It was the needle when he was here. But, you know, I think the guys to kind of, you know, look, the guys around the bubble that are here that are trying to get in the FedEx Cup playoffs, and that just kind of, you know, makes the tournament that much better when the field is that deep. Guys like Rory Sabatini, Matt Kuchar, Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, they're all trying to stay afloat to get into the playoffs next week.
And it's amazing how well they're playing when they focus, right? I mean, it's like, you know, they go through the whole season, then all of a sudden, down to the line, the pressure's on, and they're playing well.
Well, the good thing about this course, it's a birdie fest. It's a Donna Ross layout, so it's not too long. You know, it's very hilly. You know, there's probably not a flat lie out there, but if these guys hit the fairway, you know, the birdies are out there. And I think that's kind of what they like. I mean, it's a birdie fest, and I think 21, 22 under is going to win, you know, on Sunday, which is always the case. But I think just, you know, if you're not shooting 65, you know, you're not going to be in contention. And it's kind of been that way for the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 years here.
Sure. Yeah, well, they hit it so far. Yeah, exactly. And you know, you had I think Adam Scott was on the on the bubble yesterday because he finished at 4 under. I mean, you get big name guys like this who are just barely hanging on for dear life to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, Adam's another one to take a look at. He's going to be one of the big crowd favorites here this weekend. And you know, that's another aspect of the tournament is, you know, they played it here last year in August and there were no fans. And so that it was kind of like a member guest. And now this year, you know, the fans are back and people are excited just to see other people and, you know, kind of be outdoors and watch golf again. And I think the golfers and the players themselves will tell you it's a lot better than playing, you know, before empty golf courses.
No, that's for sure. And of course, Zalatoris went to Wake Forest, and he's there, and he's T41, but he needs a win in order to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a special temporary member. I've known Will since he was a freshman at Wake Forest. You know, Wake Forest is right down the road here in Winston-Salem, and you know, I tell him, "How come you keep pledging for the PGA Tour and they won't let you in as a member?" He kind of laughs at that. So he's been a year long pledge, but if he wins this week, he gets into the playoffs, and if not, he's going to go over to Europe and play and try to impress Steve Schrick, or he wants to maybe, you know, get on that Ryder Cup golf team, so, you know, Ryder Cup team. So he's playing pretty well. He's at, you know, he's at 4 under, and he's another guy to kind of look for that, you know, maybe there's a 64 or 63, you know, for him today.
And what is Padraig Harrington, the captain of the European Ryder Cup team? A, did he get an exemption to get in? And B, what's his purpose? Because it doesn't seem like it's his own game.
Well, I think it was a sponsor's exemption, but I think he's just kind of trying to check out maybe the competition a little bit to see, you know, what he's going to be up against. But I know he's not around for the weekend. He started out pretty well, 66, and then shot 76 yesterday. But I think he's, you know, maybe when you're a captain, you need to play some because it's kind of, you know, otherwise you're just kind of sitting around thinking, well, what am I going to do here, or there, or the other? So maybe playing kind of takes his mind off what's ahead.
Yes, and he's got three guys in that field that are, I'm not sure they're all on the team. He's got to make captain's pick. Molinari missed the cut, and Fleetwood's got to play well in order to keep his PGA Tour card. And then you got Justin Rose, who has had not such a great year, and then all of a sudden he's in second place. he's probably got to be, at least he's gaining some knowledge about the guys he's going to put on his team.
Right, because, you know, that's kind of the next big thing is that Ryder Cup. I know the FedEx Cup playoffs are big too, but the Ryder Cup is kind of on everyone's back of everyone's mind. I know Webb Simpson is another guy that's trying to impress to get on the Ryder Cup team. So, you know, there's a lot at stake, like you talked about earlier, with the storylines and guys wanting to make teams and get in the playoffs. So, you know, that's kind of the evolution of the Wyndham Championship. You know, this is the 82nd edition of this tournament. And just through the years, it's been all over the schedule between April when it snowed, you know, before the Masters. And yeah. And now here in August, you know, they've kind of found their niche. And, you know, Wyndham, the title sponsor, is on board, I think, until like 2026. So they really are in a good spot. And I think next year the field will be even better because of the way the schedule is shuffling out for 2022.
Yeah. So it's not going to be just about who wins this event. It's going to be who finishes in the top 10, and it's going to be real significant for the players themselves and for people who watch and who keep track of it.
Well, I think what's the most amazing thing, and maybe these guys don't get credit enough, are the TV announcers and the stat guys, because they keep you posted like every shot. You know what it comes down to. I mean, you think about that. That's kind of amazing, even though technology's advanced, but they know down to the final putt who's in and who isn't, and I think that's kind of a miracle. But it keeps everyone it's on the edge of your seat here when you're watching on TV and just kind of figuring out who's going to be in the playoffs. And once that final putt drops on Sunday, they know if they're in or they're out, if they're packing for home or packing for New Jersey.
Yeah. Hey, what did you think of Fowler yesterday?
I tell you, he didn't look frustrated. He didn't sound frustrated, but I think he is a little frustrated. I mean, you think he'd have it, earlier in the year, it looked like he was, on the right track, and this course kind of suits his game, and he just, 71, 72, and he wasn't getting it done. I mean, he stood up and talked to all of us reporters, any questions we wanted, he was there and didn't shy away and said, I just need to practice more. So he said he's going to go back in the lab and just try to figure it out. I mean, he's too talented to just kind of, let it go. And I just think that, next year, maybe, he can get back on the track again, but he's just trying to search and hasn't found anything. So he's too talented to not find it. So, I think he's just 32, and he was one of the big crowd favorites here, Thursday and Friday. And I know Mark Brazel, the tournament director, was very happy that he came, and this was his second time coming. He came in 2016, I believe. So he's definitely talented. He's just got to find it again.
Yeah, he's a class act, and he's really good for the tour and very appealing to the young folks. And let's hope he keeps it going. And then, of course, we in the Chicago area, our rooting interest is Kevin Streelman, who's tied for eighth right now. 266s, so we'll see if we can keep that going. And but anyway, John, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really love to talk to the guys that are out on the ground at the tour events each week if we can, and we really appreciate you coming on and giving us a little bit of the local flavor.
No problem. And I talked to Kevin yesterday. He's a Duke guy, so he close tabs on the Duke guys. And I asked him about the Cubs, and he said, "No, I don't want to talk about the Cubs." So he's more focused.
Oh my God.
He's more focused on the golf. Yeah.
Oh my God, you got to focus on the golf if you're a Cub fan. And God bless all my Cub fan friends. It's not good.
Well, thanks for having me on, Barry. I appreciate you guys. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Yeah, thanks right, a lot, thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That was John Dell of the Winston-Salem Journal covering the Wyndham Championship out there in North Carolina. And Barry, that's pretty much going to do it. We'll keep an eye on the Wyndham throughout the weekend. Mike Esposito will be back next week. And this was fun, man.
Good. Yeah, great job, Adam. Thank you so much for guiding the ship from wherever we were out at sea into the port, and I appreciate that very much.
Hey, I
could never do that.
I'm just keeping the seat warm for Espo. Mike Esposito, excuse me, we'll be back next week. We'll thank our guests here, TK Kelly, the winner of the 2021 Illinois Open. Also, last hour we had Dave Hannon of Links and Tees in Addison. Jason Becker, interesting conversation about Golf Life Navigator, is basically a dating app for golf courses, which is really unique. And we just had John Dell on from the Winston-Salem Journal talking about the Wyndham Championship. And that'll do it for the scorecard this week, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry, thanks again, as always. Mike Esposito will be back next week. You bet, man.
All right.
And coming up next on The Score, early odds with Joe Ostrowski. After that, Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Chris Ronji filling in for David Haw this week. Scorecard will be back next week again. Espo will be back. And until then, keep listening to The Score. This has been The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.